At the European Union in Brussels this week, a Ugandan man who's currently based in Cambridge is speaking on behalf of gay people in his homeland. In the majority of African countries, homosexuality is illegal, and just last month, Uganda signed a law imposing harsh punishments. The day after, a national newspaper there published the names and the whereabouts of 200 gay citizens. Among them, John Abdullah Wambere. He left Uganda just before the signing and is now here. WBUR's Gabriella Emanuel has his profile.
Come in.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
Not bad.
John Abdullah Wambere is often called Long Jones because he's so tall. With dreadlocks and a little gray in his beard, he takes me to a third-floor apartment in Cambridge. He says his journey began far away, in Uganda. Over the past 5 years, his homeland has been galvanized by an anti-homosexual movement. Wambere believes the campaign is politically driven and based on a religious agenda.
First and foremost, we saw it became a unifying factor between the Christians and the Muslims. Even Christians went to mosques. The Muslims went to the churches, all to preach about hate speeches on homosexuals.
Wambere says the rhetoric among religious leaders conflates gay people with pedophiles, even though the law does not.
They claim that homosexuals are going into schools to recruit children by giving them gifts.
Under the new law, homosexual men and women can be sentenced to prison, in some cases for life. And anyone who does not report a gay person can also be locked up. It was a month ago today when President Yoweri Museveni signed the legislation.
It was a big blow, and now we've become criminals to the state.
In response, the World Bank suspended tens of millions of dollars in funding to Uganda. Denmark, Norway, and the Netherlands redirected their aid. But Wambere, who's 40 years old, says the law capped several intensely difficult years. He works for a gay rights NGO in Kampala and has become the face of Uganda's gay community. That image was solidified when he was featured in Call Me Kuchu, an international award-winning documentary. Publicly, he's been bold, but privately, he's developed safety strategies. Stay indoors after media exposure. Never be alone. He needs a witness in case anything happens. Destroy evidence of advocacy work. These strategies worked, but as friends and colleagues were arrested even before the law, Wambere began to break.
I would sit and imagine someone coming and stands at my house door and points a finger and says, "That's him." I was like getting these illusions. I couldn't stop crying most of the time. And I just got tired and sick of everything. It was so traumatizing.
It was then that a musician from the Boston area reached out over Facebook. He organized a benefit concert to raise money for Wambere to come here.
The next thing, I had a ticket, and I was on that flight to the U.S.
Now, the U.S. has a complicated role in all of this. On the one hand, American evangelical Christians visiting Uganda in 2009 helped spur its anti-gay movement. But on the other hand, members of the Obama administration have spoken out strongly against the new Ugandan law.
It's good because I'm safe. I can sleep without worrying that I'll be arrested or charged with homosexual acts. But I'm still worried and I feel helpless.
Even though he's no longer in hiding.
I spend the whole day indoors on emails.
Here in Cambridge, Wambere is strategizing with fellow advocates back home in Kampala. How can they support those fleeing to neighboring countries? Should Africans take the lead in this fight? Amidst all this, Wambere is resisting seeking asylum in the U.S. He feels that would be failing his family and community.
The thing is, failures in life can never know how far they've come and give up at the last minute. That's why you see, even if it's hard, it's tough, I still know I need to do what I should be doing.
He's focusing his efforts on the Ugandan courts. Wambere and other advocates have petitioned for the new law to be struck down.
I'm very optimistic because from the past, the judiciary has been very, very fair. And the judiciary has always examined these cases and we've always won them.
But on an individual scale, he's cautious.
I'm gay. I'm proud to be gay, but I wouldn't even wish someone to be gay. The stress, the stigma, the discrimination. So gone are the days where we felt excited about being who I am. Gone are those days.
Instead, these are days for action. Wambere hopes to return to Uganda soon and fight the law from there. But he worries that given his public profile, he will be arrested at the border. And even if he does get through, he says his work has only just begun. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Gabriella Emanuel.